This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Idea on gun control. Tell me if I'm crazy here, folks, but here's what I'm thinking. Now, you just got to think like a politician thinks. And that is, when something like the El Paso massacre happens, or the Dayton massacre, you have to do something. Okay, that's the inertia. You've got to do something. In the case of Beto O'Rourke, it was, I got to get down there and revive this campaign that's about to circle the drain. So I got to get in front of the story and the cameras. Oh, that worked pretty good. And you pound on the table, you do something about this. How about if we say we'll do something about this in the following fashion? We already have background checks. You know, that's sort of, in my mind, a fool's errand a little bit. Where they're, you know, the gun show loophole, whatever. You know, it's around the edges. But the red flag laws, which, by the way, also exist in a lot of places, is what probably is the most offensive to people that appreciate the Second Amendment, right? How about if we say this? Again, I'm thinking like they think in Washington, D.C. Got to do something. Got to do something. So let's do something. Let's have the president come out with a big red flag and say, here's the deal. Kevin's looking at me like I've just lost my mind. That's the look you're giving me right
now. What's on your lost mind?
Yeah, what's on my lost mind? I've gone astray. Here's what I say. Please hear me out before you react. We will have red flag laws. They will be the end all and be all of gun violence. It'll go away. We will implement the red flag laws with the following concrete stipulation: that the due process of Americans will be the number one priority in implementing those. That, in other words, nobody, based on how this law is written, will be wrongly accused. I mean, there'll be a process to find out who's wrongly accused, basically. But no, just due process. Due process. Simple. We've had due process in this country for how long? It's part of the founding fathers and saying we're going to do it differently here than we've done it.
The due process would be the beginning of the muck that this red flag business would bring up, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
Well, it's not like I'm going to, you know,
they'd foul up the system.
Well, you're not going to have an ex-wife say, "Hey, my husband hit me. Got to come and get his guns." No. Well, they're not just going to come to your house and walk in and take your weapons.
Here's what I'm.
You're going to file, and you're going to go through the process and the due process and more of the procedures and the courts and the thing. Meanwhile, the red flag person.
You're missing my point.
Yeah,
you're missing my point.
Probably.
We're not going to get to that.
Right.
You're worried about that rightly. That's a correct concern. Okay.
Yep.
I'm saying, we say, yep, we're for red flag laws. Due process has to be protected. Guess what? They'll never be able to implement red flag laws with due process.
Exactly.
Because there's no way to protect that kind of abuse of it. So if you say, I'm for it, as long as the due process of Americans is 100% guaranteed, it goes bye-bye. It goes away. But I'm saying, politically, you answer the do something. Now, who does that help? Well, I think at least removes people in the mushy middle. And, folks, we're going to have to do a little bit of soul-searching here about the mushy middle. Okay? You know how I'm talking about the mushy middle?
Oh, yeah. Feelings.
Suburban moms, they claim, you know, they could go this way, they could go that way. You know, and I always say, boy, you're in the mushy middle. Really? What are your principles? You're not spending enough time deciding. Just pick a side. I don't even care if you side with the Bernie Sanders. If you have a firm set of convictions about what you believe and who you believe best speaks for you, right? But that's not reality. It's not going to happen that way. So I'm saying, remember the mushy middle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, registered voters, 90% of them want requiring background checks before any gun is sold. There's the poll numbers on this stuff is off the chart, largely because of the way they ask it. So should Republicans, should Donald Trump, for lack of a better term, play the game? They're playing politics by saying gun reform will take care of it. Play the game. Just say, yep, we're for red flag laws. Due process has to be protected. On to the next thing. Let's go.
You know what the president needs to do?
What does he need to do?
He needs to come out and he needs to say, everyone says we need to enforce the laws we have in place. I would come out and say, we are going to check every system. We are going to get every law we have firing on all eights. We are going to get every system and every procedure we have. We're going to get the states talking to each other.
Yeah.
We're going to solve all the problems and fix the system that is fundamentally, I think, good.
You could do exactly what you're suggesting.
You've got to come out and do that.
I think that's brilliant. I think that's brilliant.
And then go from there.
That'd be a great strategy for Trump. 100% agree with
you. Once you fix what we've got,
I would say at the same time, and we'll do red flag laws when the due process is protected. You're just throwing up a smokescreen because it's not going to happen. I mean,
exactly.
And by the way, John Holman's on the program today, Senator from North Dakota. I asked him about this debate coming to the Senate. He said two things in the tenets you did. One, let's enforce the laws that we have right now. Let's
get on it.
Enforce the laws that we have, you know, right now. And also, hey, states, what's wrong with having the states do this? States do it now. Gun control is handled by the state now. So, anyway, what do you think of my idea there? What do you think of that proposal? Kevin and I kind of cooked that up together.
One of the biggest things
we're
going
to do a little tune-up with all the existing laws to make sure they're enforced correctly, find out where, you know, there's things falling through the cracks.
And the states have to do their job.
Yeah,
they have
do.
To enter the information when they get it so that it's in the database in the first place.
And, by the way, if anybody's wondering if gun control works, just tell them to go to Chicago. Look at the numbers of gun violence in Chicago and then ask if they can bring them in from out of state. Okay, put gun control, same gun control law in all the states surrounding Illinois. Be the same thing. California, same thing. Everywhere the strongest gun control laws are, they have big problems. So, you know, we know that's not the answer. The real answer, this is what I'd love for Donald Trump to say. The real answer is the crisis of the heart. Why is somebody doing what they're doing? Why did those sickos in Philadelphia decide to target all those cops, or whatever this guy was that was hiding, that they nabbed?
He's just a thug criminal drug dealer he was.
And by the way, since politics is all about the blame game, when is Barack Obama going to come out and apologize for his rhetoric post-Ferguson directed at law enforcement officers? The President of the United States, Barack Obama, was a lot quicker to accuse cops of wrongdoing and defend the thugs. Don't forget, that's how Black Lives Matter started. It was all about, they're just shooting cops. No, they're not. And look, where there has been wrongdoing, looks to me like the courts are sorting that out pretty good. Sick and disgusting what happened in Philadelphia. Anyway, tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Crazy busy show today. Senator Holman at the bottom of the hour on the gun laws. Governor Bergman, more of our conversation. He, again, along with Kirsten Basler, the superintendent of public instruction in Jamestown today for the Innovation Education Summit, picked up a lot of really interesting tidbits we talked about yesterday and some more today. Pam Sagnus, director of Behavioral Health Division of the North Dakota Department of Human Services, describes how K-12 education and human services will be working together so teachers can teach. And then also UND's president, Josh Wynn, will be here on the program today. So if you got something to say, say it now, because we're going to go a million different directions today on what's on your mind coming up here a little bit later on. Renee, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Renee.
Hey, how's it going? I was just, what's funny is I was actually just making a cold call to you guys here at work, and they said that I can get on the air, so I just wanted to kind of chime in on what you guys were talking about.
Let's have it. What's on your mind?
I guess just getting closer to the weekend here. I know you guys were talking about a lot of the political things going on at the moment as well.
Well, we're talking about, you know, the sad fact that after horrible massacres like have happened in the news lately, there's a rush to do something, whether it makes sense or not. And the latest example is the red flag laws, which, that'd be good. We know when someone is mentally disturbed, shouldn't have a gun. But what if somebody's ex-wife says, hey, they're mentally disturbed. They shouldn't have a gun. What if you don't like your boss, so you're going to tell your boss he shouldn't have one, you know. So we decided we're for them as long as there's due process. You think that's a good idea, Renee?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's a little bit strict, of course, on the gun laws right now, obviously.
You think they're too strict?
Yeah, they're too strict, you know. And I think it's going to cause more harm than it would good, obviously, being more strict on the law.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate that. And you mentioned the weekend. Have you got anything planned for the weekend? Are you looking forward to doing anything?
Yeah, hopefully, you know, hit up the beach or whatnot. Actually, like I said, I was just making a cold call. I didn't expect to get on the air or anything, but.
Well, I mean, you never know. You never know, Renee. Yeah. I appreciate the call. There's others waiting. We'll get to them. 800-228-0550. That caller made you a little nervous, Kevin. It looked like you were a little on the nervous side.
I was ready to mess with him.
Todd, the radio god Mitchell, off on a little much-deserved vacation. Kevin Flynn here with me. Daniel answering your calls when you call. 800-228-0550. Stock market down. Big yesterday. Back up in early trading. What's going on there? We're going to try and dig into that a little bit here, too. And I'd welcome your opinions when we continue.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
One, two, three, four.
You know, I'm sick of these arguments about the red flag laws, and you're talking about having due process. You know what lawyers charge per hour? So you get due process. You get your day in court. It costs you $75,000 to $80,000 to get your gun back. You call that due process? This red flag laws, all that is the first step into gun seizure and to suppressing people's rights of speech.
All right.
Well said. Well said. Would you do me a favor, Kevin? Save that, because we have Senator Kevin Cramer joining us tomorrow on the Talk Radio Town Hall up in Devil's Lake. It's actually a Coffee with Cramer event, which he does. Goes around a number of places all throughout the state. We also do the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday, and we're combining those. So you can call in on the air, or you can be in person at Dunn Brothers Coffee in Devil's Lake, right along Highway 2. So check that out. I think you'll enjoy that. And just so I'm clear, I feel a need to once again reiterate, I don't think you could ever get to the point of protecting due process rights, so therefore you wouldn't do the red flag laws.
There, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I take from what you said.
Yeah, and I'm being a little cute, but because I'm saying you do the pomp and circumstances, you know, president comes out with a red flag.
Right.
Here we go. We're going to do it, and here's the process. We're going to establish a task force, and they're going to come up with plans to, you don't do it. And then you do what Kevin suggested, and that is, hey, we're going to do an analysis of everywhere that there is a law related to this, and is it being correctly done? Anyway, so you get the idea, and I think I've convinced you. So nobody's.
We agree. We agree with what you said, sir.
Nobody's calling to throw anything at me. But
and you're right.
Anyway,
the process would be the muck, the beginning of the muck.
Right. Texter says, what time will you be at the Dunn Brothers Coffee tomorrow in Devil's Lake? I'm going to do the entire show there. So I'll be there around 8 o'clock and on the air. However, Senator Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall will start at 10. That'll be from 10 until 11. So come on by and join us. We should have great fun. But I want to share that caller's point with Kevin, because I think even on due process, even if you said you got that perfectly right, he's exactly right. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with that. So I am getting tired of seeing stories about the Dow recovering after the biggest drop of the year and the sky is falling and all this is terrible and this is awful. And, you know, there's, 1/1,000,000% change in this market. So therefore things are going on. I'm not smart enough to know whether I ought to worry about it or not. So that's when I called Brian Kronk, and I asked Brian to help explain this today, because we're all going to hear a lot about the markets. We're all going to hear a lot about yesterday and today, and does it come back? Does it not? But does it matter to me? Does it really impact me? Brian does this for a living at Collins and Kronk. I'm pleased to say that they are the financial advisors for the Hannon family and do a wonderful job of helping us while building a business, actually have a little tiny bit of a nest egg by the time we get to the end of the rainbow there. Brian, how you doing?
Fantastic. It's another great day to be an investor.
So do you like watch the news headlines when all this stuff is going on? It's just amazing to me how there's like the sky is falling mentality to everything. I mean, should we be worried about what we're seeing?
You know, I don't know that we need to be worried, but I think we need to observe what is happening that's out there. You know, so yes, I do watch the headlines, I read the articles, and sometimes my job, you know, makes me have to pay too much attention to the news, more than I'd want to with all the negativity out there. But in that negativity is where the opportunities exist, and we want to take advantage of those. That's how we become successful investors.
Yeah, that's why you need somebody that knows what they're doing. Now, a lot of this seems to be driven by the bond market. What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting. So just in the last day or so, we've seen the bond market go to what they call an inverted yield curve, which in simple parlance means long bonds, or those with the longer maturity, say 10, 20, 30 years, are actually paying lower interest rates than, say, a short bond or a CD would pay. And the reason that's a concern out there is because generally before a recession, that's one of the indicators that happens. Not every time, but very often that is the case. And so then there's these recession worries out there. Is the economy slowing? Do I need to pull in my horns? But I'm not worried about that right now.
So that, I mean, is that just sort of, that's where the market is just jittery for whatever reason, trade deals, all the things that are going on, and not as big a deal as it's being made out to be?
You know, I don't think it's as big a deal as it's being made out to be. You know, the market always gets jittery on the short term. That's a great word for it. And you've got two things. You've got this interest rate thing going on, and anytime the bond market or interest rates are a little wonky like that, people raise an eyebrow and say, hey, do I need to make some adjustments? Do I need to change anything here? And that's probably smart. That's where we're meeting with our clients and making adjustments to the risk within the portfolio. The other really big catalyst that I see that's causing a lot of volatility right now truly is that the trade war and, a Trump tweet here and a headline there and you know, we've had to make a lot of adjustments. Boom, we're going to get tariff. Now we're going to hold off on the tariff. There's going to be a meeting with China. There's not going to be a meeting with China. And so the stock market, or those institutional investors who are trying to take advantage of those swings, you know, they're really getting head staked in both directions almost daily.
But you see opportunity in that again. That's a good thing for the average investor out there.
Well, that's exactly right. So I look at this volatility really as opportunity because, you know, I'm not trying to just trade this stuff overnight for a penny a share for my client. We're investing for the long term. We're creating plans. And so what I want to do is have my clients acquire shares of high quality companies over the course of their lifetime. So to me, this is just like a giant free shopping spree. It's like walking into Target or Walmart and all of a sudden all the merchandise is marked down 10, 15, 20%. And I don't want to buy it all. There's some junky stuff on the shelves. But you know what? There are some great products, great companies that I can get a huge discount on. And so I'm happy to take advantage of those sales.
That makes a lot of sense. I feel better already. So I just think it's not easy, especially when you don't have this, you know, I mean, whether you're an investor that you guys work with all the time of, you know, 500,000, a million and more to invest or a little smaller, you see this stuff and, you know, can't help but get in your psyche. So you've calmed me down now. So things are just fine. And, you know, again, if I look at the stock market, the day Donald Trump was nominated for, you know, the Republican nomination, cinched it up, and then, you know, later as president and later as, you know, inaugurated, you know, there's jumps every single time. I mean, there's a Trump market out there, isn't there?
Oh, there's just been this solid upward bias. You know, we've seen such growth in the economy, such growth in the earnings of these companies, and that's what I want to focus on. Those are the good things. People, companies are making money, and that's getting passed on to shareholders, and that's what makes this market rise. And yeah, we've had a couple of down days, and we've had some volatility, but keep in mind, we're only about 5 or 6% off of an all-time high. So, you know, when you put it in the broader perspective of, like you said, where we came from recently after the Trump election and where we're at today, things look very good.
All right, Brian, now I feel better. Thank you very much. Brian Kronk, Collins & Kronk. By the way, I would call him if I were you, or go to his website, get the, what is it, the 8 mistakes most folks make? It's really helpful.
Yeah, it's something we always warn people about. Watch out for the 8 great mistakes. We've got a white paper on that, and we're happy to send that to anybody who requests this. So just go to our website or give us a call. Then we've got our toll-free number at 844-235-0119, or go to collinsandkronk.com.
Jeff Collins, Brian Kronk, two great guys. Trust them with your life. They're going to take good care of you. Collinsandkronk.com or 844-235-0119. Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Scott. Good talking to you.
So I feel better now. Mike in West Fargo, are you going to make me feel better about red flag laws? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I said, are you going to make me feel better about red flag laws?
Just depends on where you stand on them, I guess.
Okay, I guess we'll have a little suspense through the break. Hang on, Mike. Be right with you. More after this.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
6 Philadelphia police officers wounded but expected to recover. A gunman opening fire on them as they tried to serve a drug warrant yesterday. Then the gunman holed himself up in a home for about 8 hours until he finally surrendered shortly after midnight Eastern Time. Philadelphia's Mayor Jim Kenney says it's another wake-up call about gun violence in America.
Whether it's our six officers who were shot or it's some 15, 17, 20-year-old kid on the streets of Philadelphia who gets shot with guns that shouldn't be in people's hands. And it's just something that we need to do something about.
Stocks reversing course on Wall Street this morning, one day after the Dow Jones average tumbled 800 points. Stocks are higher on news that China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said China might meet the U.S. half way when it comes to a trade deal. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Brought to you in part today by our friends at Dak Diesel, DJ, CJ and the team. The insurance man is DJ. The diesel man is CJ. So you just got to keep all this straight. That's exactly right. Just see, by the way, my insurance man, American Family, DJ Coulter, he's moved up to rugby and Canada now. Yeah.
Expanding.
He's expanding. Yeah, exactly right. He's up there, so... kind of nice, folks, all throughout the audience can take advantage. Anyway, CJ is who I'm talking about here now, though. CJ at Dak Diesel, the leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles, servicing, well, you name it, a variety of diesel vehicles, the semi trucks, the pickup trucks, tractors. Basically, if it's diesel, they can fix it. They can get more torque out of it. They can do more. You can trust them for long-lasting repair and maintenance services. Keep that vehicle moving. DakDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. 701-5011. 701-258, rather, 5011. Okay, Mike in West Fargo waiting to give us his 2 cents on red flag laws. And then Senator John Hoeven on gun control. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I would just say that the red flag laws are eventually going to empower banks, landlords, and employers. You pass these laws, they're eventually going to be, before you get fired, they're going to get your guns. Before you get evicted, they're going to get your guns. And if you're a farmer, you have something to worry about here. You're all in debt, and if they raise the reserve requirements on the banks, there's going to be no money to loan. You're going to go broke. They're going to send the cops out there first to get your guns, and then they'll have the auction sale. If you can't see this, I guess we're not very much smarter than farm animals. This is very insidious, and I would tend to think that any Republican that's going after this, I would suspect that person to have been out at Epstein's Island and is being blackmailed into this outrageous offense against the Second Amendment.
Interesting, Mike. Yeah, I think what you described is not the United States of America I know, and I would hope and pray that if we ever got to that point that there would be, you know, a revolt to throw the bums out or to whatever. But I hear you. You don't want to make that any easier for those that would want that kind of America. And that's why I've said, you know, just say we're for red flag laws. And the premise of red flag laws, as long as the due process of everybody is, in fact, protected. And to an earlier caller's point, that isn't free either. So and my point in raising is it will never happen because they can't guarantee it. And we have a lot of this now. There is an ability for a family to say, some really bad stuff is happening here. The cops come, mental health services are involved. It's not perfect, but we have a lot of what they're asking for. But the vision of America you described is a scary one to me, but I appreciate you calling. Anything else you want to share, Mike?
Well, it's a heyday for lawyers, like the last caller or the last guy that chimed in for it. I mean, your due process is going to cost you every. If you want your guns back, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Sure. Appreciate that, Mike. Thanks very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. As I mentioned, a lot going on today. Senator John Hoeven joined us yesterday after his trip to the State of Technology Conference and up to the National Guard for the groundbreaking on a new readiness center up there. We got a chance to catch up with him as he was on the road. And we started the State of Technology is pretty cool. You know, in North Dakota, I think we're in a really good place. Now, we're not the Silicon Valley, but we have some really unique space, especially in agriculture, where we really are the Silicon Valley, number one, of agriculture and innovation. All of that, as Barry Batchelor said before, you know, every major ag innovation was thought up within 200 miles of where we sit right here. You know, pretty amazing that that's happened. So I do think we're in a pretty good spot, and I do think there's a lot going on, and I applaud Senator Hoeven's tenacity on this, because he said all along, ag is important, energy is important, but the third leg of the stool should be technology, and it's going to touch ag, and it's going to touch, energy and continue to innovate. So all of that is happening. So we want to talk about that, too. But we start with a question on whether or not, very simply, do we need more gun laws?
Well, we all have to do what we can, work together to try to stop anybody that would, you know, that has serious problems and would cause violence, you know, somebody who's sick or mentally ill or who would commit these kind of acts. But, you know, we have to make sure that we, at the same time, are protecting law-abiding citizens and their constitutional rights. So, you know, we'll see what these things look like. But, again, you know, you and I have talked before. In last year, we passed legislation called Fix NICS, which was about making sure that we enforce the laws we have in getting the states and the communities to work with the federal government, get that information into the background check system. And that's what Fix NICS was all about. And then also another bill we passed, the Safe Schools Bill, is about getting more resources to our schools to make sure that, you know, that they're prepared, but also to do more to try to identify individuals who, you know, may commit some kind of violent act. And so, I mean, those are the kind of things that we have passed to try to address, you know, violence and any kind of shooting or, you know, violent act like this. But, again, we have to make sure that we're focused on the people who are breaking the law, committing these kinds of acts while protecting the rights of our law-abiding citizens.
Sounds to me like he's saying the exact same thing. You know, basically, you got to balance these, and if we believe you can't balance them with the red flag laws, then they won't happen. Right? Then they won't happen. Now, Senator Hoeven has a way about him where, you know, he says, look, let's work together. Let's see what the legislation looks like. We'll go from there. In other words, he doesn't want to say this is horrible, this is evil, this is awful, because he hasn't seen it. And he wants to also work with the other side to say, okay, what can we do? And then find out, no, we can't do that. No, we can't do that. This is his style. I mean, there's one way to listen to that and say, he's not saying anything. I hear it as saying he agrees the due process and law-abiding citizens got to be protected. And I don't think you can do it with red flag laws for the reasons we talked about here today. More of our conversation with Senator Hoeven. I asked him whether or not gun laws ought to be best left to the states. Isn't this a 10th Amendment issue, really? Why is the federal government doing this at all?
Well, look, we all have a role to play, right? But you make a very good point from the standpoint of what we do in North Dakota and how we do things in North Dakota is different than the way they do in New York or California or somewhere else. And, as you know, I feel we do it much better and we do it the right way in North Dakota.
And lastly, you know, Gun Owners of America, on our program earlier, they're definitely afraid of what's going to happen. They want all of you in our audience calling Senator Hoeven, calling Senator Thune in South Dakota, calling Senator Kramer, calling Senator Johnson in South Dakota, calling, you know, Montana Senator. Call your senators. Daines is a Democrat in Montana. I'm sorry, he's a Republican in Montana. Tester's a Democrat. Call them all. Call them all, and, you know, Republican or not, and just let your voice be heard on this. So I asked him whether or not the phone's been ringing on this issue.
You know, I am getting feedback from folks, but, you know, clearly we do have to protect Second Amendment rights, protect the rights of law-abiding citizens, and then do what we can for people who break the law and commit, you know, violent acts.
Senator John Hovind, on those issues that are going to be front and center when they return there, how about on technology? Every day there's something else new being announced. And again, Senator Hovind's been doing this state of technology with the Chamber of Commerce over 10 years, I think, right? So we're in a good place, right?
Yeah, we really are. I mean, again, diversifying our economy, strengthening it, reaching out into jobs of the future. You bringing up the UAS is a great example. I'm going to be up in Grand Forks next week. I'm going to bring in some top people from Department of Energy that are working with our Project Tundra, which is, again, to not only produce more energy, coal-fired electricity, but to capture CO2. We're the latest, greatest. I'm working on a grant from DOE to help our great coal-fired electric industry do that. So you'll hear more about that next week. And then the following week, we have a huge UAS conference that I'm going to bring in. You'll see I haven't announced some of the players yet, but I'm going to bring in some really top players and create some excitement at that UAS conference. And like you say, we have people there from all over the country. And, of course, why not? Because, I mean, we're leading the way forward, and we have the key players like the Northrop Grumman's and the General Atomics, in Grand Forks already.
By the way, speaking of big players, and this is the value of having somebody like Senator Hovind, when he or Senator Cramer or Congressman Armstrong bring officials back here, they're here specifically on a mission to say, well, I'm going to look at this. I want to hear from that person. It's big. So he had a couple folks out in, one from the White House Technology Office, and one from the Department of Agriculture yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, right on. We got Dana Peterson there from Department of Ag, and she heads up there, Science and Technology. And we actually had her in a day earlier, and we're taking her around meeting with companies. She's already working on how she can help some of these great tech entrepreneurs, particularly some that relate to the whole precision ag. You know, we're doing the Grand Farm Initiative with precision ag, kind of like our Grand Sky Technology Park up in Grand Forks with UAS we were just talking about. Again, just reaching into the future of agriculture. And so she was meeting with some of our entrepreneurs and then spoke today. And then also Joe Van Valen, who's, as you said, with the White House Office of Science and Technology, same thing, really impressive guy. He leaned in more on particularly on the unmanned aerial systems side. But in both cases, we had him out here to work with our entrepreneurs to get them more help to just keep building on the great things they're doing.
Senator John Hovind today, more with him in just a little while. He and Senator Cramer yesterday were at the groundbreaking for a new National Guard Readiness Center. We'll talk about that, too, here coming up in a moment. Stephen Fargo had a question or comment on the red flag laws. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. It's a really tough issue to deal with in that on paper it seems to make so much sense. Someone's crazy and they shouldn't have guns, and no one would argue with that, but the application of laws, if the criminal justice system worked very well, it'd be one thing, but it is way complicated. And the abuse that takes place with false accusations, I think, would be staggering. There's that crazy person that shot up Virginia Tech, or the guy that shot up the movie theater in Denver. I mean, they were certifiably, mentally unstable. There's no way they should have got guns. So that kind of makes sense. But you look at, domestic disputes, obviously can be terrible and violent and whatever. But a lot of times there's just disagreements on things and accusations fly all over that may or may not be accurate. And the other leverage is that firearms are not a broom or a couch or the cuckoo clock or whatever it is that may all be family heirlooms or a tool. Quite often, they are that, the value's not in what that is worth. The value is it was your grandpa's, it was your father's, it was whatever. And for the government to confiscate that, and then how are they going to care for it? Do they have
More great questions, Steve. More great questions that all ought to be added to that list, no doubt about it. Thanks. More coming up.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at two locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Texter says, if we worried about the mushy middle, we would never have fought the Revolutionary War. This country never did any of its great deeds by worrying about the mushy middle. That has only ever led us to compromise of our rights, slow, piece by piece. If you start asking around, the mushy middle is not as big as people think. And people that are mad about all their rights being taken away is growing bigger every day. He who is willing to give up a liberty for a little security deserves neither. That statement was meant to make the mushy middle wake up, suck it up, get out of the way so we can kick tyranny in the Hardy Boys. Same applies today. Same applies today.
Kick tyranny in the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for the email. This came from a comment I made earlier. A political reality today is that a very few people swing elections. Donald Trump had the benefit of running against a vile woman in Hillary Clinton last go around. I mean, she was unlikable. And as a result of that, by the way, did you see the portrait that's in Jeffrey Epstein's mansion? Speaking of the Clintons, this is a little spooky.
No, I missed this.
You did? Oh, Alex, your friend Alex Taylor showed it to me. Clinton is in Jeffrey Epstein's house. There is a portrait hanging on the wall of Bill Clinton in a woman's body with a blue dress and red shoes, which is Monica Lewinsky.
Really?
Now, that's flat out weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's just a lot of the history of the Clintons, right? But anyway, he's not going to have that benefit again to run against somebody like that. Maybe if it's Elizabeth Warren, but even she won't have the same amount of baggage. I'm just saying a political reality. You know, my point is this. You've got to understand that there are people in this country that don't pay attention. I don't want to run our government based on them not paying attention, but I want to look at an America with Donald Trump as president and one without. And I know what I want right now. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had won, where we'd be, where North Dakota would be. So in my mind, everything in our power has to be about Donald Trump being reelected. And some of that will include, dare I say, pandering. That's what politicians do to the mushy middle. And President Trump's doing some of it right now. Let's be honest. He's doing that with his, you know, comments on gun control without being any substantive. Okay, this is going to happen, you know, but he's also doing it with the tariffs. He's all along said the tariffs were not going to impact the consumer. Well, they do. They just do. It gets into the chain. I mean, that's just, and, you know, he's got some advisor that says that, and he said, let's give that a run, and tariff money comes into a treasury pot. He says, great, and all of it's short term. But we don't want tariffs long term. We want better trade deals. Tariffs just end up being a tax. But his rescinding of those that, quote unquote, impact Christmas, it's a political decision. And that's fine. He's got to get reelected. I'm not being critical of him. I'm saying you got to play the game. And it's the same thing I tell the emailer. Now, I'm not going to wish for these folks in my foxhole. I think that they're crazy not to see the differences between the two. But it's a political reality. That's all I'm saying. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. And the great thing about Jim is he causes us to remember that no matter what, Republican, Democrat, red, blue, it doesn't matter. It's still the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we ought to want to defend it with every fiber of our being. And the very least we can do is fly that flag. And so you call Jim and you get that flag, American-made, great craftsmanship. I mean, he's staging it for you, for your surroundings. He's doing it all right. ndflagpoleguy.com or call him at 571-FLAG. How are you today, Jim?
I'm very well, Scott. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. You know, just a soapbox real quick with my 15 seconds. We're looking at all this gun violence and all this talk from a perspective of the public. Let's look at a perspective of the Democrats in there and what they actually have a playbook. Remember, we all heard it. Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. And in the end, the goal is that the people will cry out for the government to act. So let's keep that in perspective, that they've had that in their heart for a long time. And there's no better reason to put an American flag up than that right there, isn't there, Scott?
There is no greater reason than that right there. You're exactly right. I mean, it's my little bit of peace. Sit in the backyard, you know, fire up the old fire table from hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Maybe get in the hot tub. Nothing better than being in the hot tub and watching the flag, I'll tell you. But just watching that whip in the wind and knowing what it stands for and know the heroes that died for it, the heroes that put their life on the line to go there. It's amazing. You can't. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to do it. But if you go to a big box store, you're going to be replacing it every couple of years. It's going to rust out. It's not going to come from America. You do it right with Jim. You do it right. You make a statement with Jim. That's how you do it. So call him at 571-FLAG. 571-FLAG. ndflagpoleguy.com.
He's finishing strong, folks. Going to put up as many flagpoles before that freeze as he possibly can. So be safe on the trail there, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America. And don't forget about Melissa, the ND flagpole guy, flag girl. Good day.
She is. Yeah, she's the flag girl, so she's going to get you the flags replaced. And if you got a flag that's flagging a little bit, call. Or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. She'll get it out there. Fred and Wing is a man of much wisdom. We don't have much time for your wisdom right now because I'm going to the news break, but give me a little wisdom there, Fred.
Oh, I got a trivia question for you. Who said that socialism is only works in two places, in heaven where they don't need it, and hell where they already got it? Who said
that? That's the question. Let's text me your answers. More after this. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.